Welcome, dear ones, to the Healing Womb, our telemeditation healing circle, a sacred space and time we choose to gather and connect to our wholeness as individuals and as a community of women traveling through life just as it is, unfolding moment by moment, breath by breath. I had an amazing Beyond Words experience at the Jewish Mindfulness Meditation Teacher Training Retreat last week. And I am returning to life at home with as much softness, space, and grace as possible. Here we are. So who are our womb mates? We are Abby, Anita, Anne, Anne-Marie, Carol, Cheryl, Cindy, Claire, Ernestine, Gail, Hannah, Jan, Jill, Karen, Karen, and Karen, Lisa, Marilyn, Naomi, Noreen, Olga, Patty, Paula, Rose, Sheila, Stacy, Sue, Terry, Tracy, Viv, and me, Laura. Welcome to anyone joining our call whose name I'm not invoked, and everyone who will be listening to the podcast later. If you'd like to have your name added to our welcome invocation list, please send me an email and let me know. As I often do, I'd like to begin with a poem that streamed into my consciousness this week after returning home. Moda, thank you. Black-capped chickadee chanted with me as together we prayed our gratitude. Two voices offering thanks to the oneness of being who instilled breath, song, soul into our hollow, hallowed bones and flesh. Thank you, Moda, Moda. Thank you. Blessed and blessing this day, this moment, surrendering in joy to the gift of life renewed. Faith in the one whose kindness and faith in us allows us to awaken to all that is unfolding, wings, arms, feathers, fingers spread wide, we soar, then soft. Alight once more on the single branch of just this breath. Moda, thank you. Moda is one of several Hebrew words for thank you. Moda ani, I thank you, the first two words of the very first prayer offered upon waking each morning in the Jewish tradition. I have lately taken to practicing with just the first word as I exhale, inhaling the feeling of gratitude, exhaling the word moda, or thank you, silently on breath, releasing it back to the one who breathes me, all of life, into existence. I offered a slightly different teaching on this very same topic at the retreat I just returned from. That was before I noticed the song of black-capped chickadee chanting rhythmically with me on Tuesday morning, home on my zapfu, in the little meditation nest that slides in and out from beneath my bed. Now in this moment, in the moments that follow as we sit or recline together, thank you may or may not be the prayer rising from your heart. We all have a lot going on. I am aware of some deep suffering in our community right now, and I want to honor that. That said, cultivating gratitude is a vital practice for healing. I feel very strongly about this, and seeing, listening, trusting what is true for each of us, moment by moment, breath by breath, takes precedence over anything else. So as we abide in silence, observe, what is the prayer, the word, words, sensations that are taking flight from my heart? It may be a desire for other than this, or longing for more of that. And it might be, this is enough. Thank you. Simply notice what comes and goes. Pay attention to the ways bringing awareness to your heart's prayer, deeply listening, seeing, attuning, might or might not loosen the bindings of desire, longing, clinging. Notice if this practice of drawing awareness into the heart center softens the muscles, surrendering to vulnerability, or tightens your chest, your body, your mind into protective, I'm not ready to go there, be here, armor. No judgments, loving, compassionate awareness and acceptance. Whatever is present, and it will change. So look for the changes, subtle micro shifts, or larger recognition of, oh, this feels really different. Whatever arises, whatever passes, is something to be curious about. Then allow yourself to notice the next moment, the next breath. Always returning to breath, to your heart center, when mindfulness kicks in and you realize you are off in a story. Returning to the prayer, the word, words, sensations, taking flight from your heart. Sit or recline in a comfortable way, aware of what your body needs right now. Lengthen your spine. Roll your shoulders up towards your ears and back down around along your spine. Soften into this moment. Inhale with me. And pause in the sacred space at the top of the breath. Exhale. Let's inhale together once more. Pause. Release. Letting go. And resume your natural breathing rhythm. We'll enter silence now until I ring a chime as our practice comes to a close. Be gentle as you return again and again to breath and to the prayer, the word, sensation, or sensations arising from your heart. Meister Eckhart, a 13th century theologian and philosopher, wrote, "If the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, it will be enough." Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel, a 20th century theologian, philosopher, and social activist, taught, "At times, all we do is to utter a word with all of our heart, yet it is as if we lifted up a whole world." Whether your heart is saying moda, thank you, sorry, please, aha, or whatever is true for you in a particular moment of deep awareness, know that your devotional heart could be lifting up the whole world. We'll gather here in the healing womb on May 24th. I am Laura Hegfield, and you've been listening to The Healing Womb, a telemeditation, healing circle, and podcast offering from my heart to yours.